Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo. Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of the Degenerate Derek Podcast. I am your host. I am here. It is week four in the NFL. We're excited. We're ready to go. I had a good week last week. I know I missed Monday's show. I apologize. We had some equipment issues, and I didn't have time to dick around and wait for this equipment to get fixed because I had to get to Monday Night Football, meaning like I went to Dallas. I went to the game. I watched the Cowboys-Eagles live. Shout out to Dr. Genebee hooking me up with tickets like he does every year. Had a great time. Watched the Eagles just get fucking roasted, just hammered. Cowboys were in control that whole game. It was so much fun. I just loved it. Had a great time. But now I'm back. I'm ready to get into it. I'm ready for week four in the NFL. I will do my best not to miss any more podcast episodes. A lot of you guys were chirping me. Some people were accusing me of running from the fact that I lost in the Wendy's Pick'em contest. I did lose. Unbelievable week by Stacy, who was my contestant last week. And I told you last week that her picks were like, I thought so bad that they were going to be good. Like she knew something that I didn't, and she did. She went 4-1. Her only bad pick was Washington against the Bills. That was it. All of her other picks were awesome. They killed. But I sent her Wendy's gift cards. She won $50. She won the pot. Now the pot resets back to $25. My contestant Javier is up this week, so we'll see how he does. See if I can't beat him and make this Wendy's pot grow again. But I went 3-2 last week, so I didn't have a bad week. It's winning weeks in a row. I'm now 9-6 on the year, which is 60%. That's right where I'm trying to be. All right, I'm not greedy. You know I'm not greedy. If you follow me on Twitter or Instagram, you know I'm not greedy. Why? Because I took the Jags last night plus 7.5. And a lot of people were chirping me. Why didn't you take the money line when the Jags were up 14-0? Should have took the money line, Derek. Bet you feel like a dumbass. No, actually, I don't. And the reason why was because the Bengals went on to win that game. And they won it by 3, and I covered the 7.5. I get my money. You lose yours. Okay, that's how this game works. Don't be greedy in the NFL. Because the gambling gods hate that shit. But yeah, got a win last night. I've actually started out the week with two nice wins because I took the Cowboys too, so... I'm playing with house money heading into this weekend. And I'm going to need it too because it's another tough week of picks. I feel confident in the games that I've selected, the games that I bet on, but the lines are tough. The lines are tight, but we'll get into it here in just a second. First, I need to give a shout out to the title sponsor, Isla Street Brewing. You can check them out. It is islastreetbrewing.com. You can follow them on Instagram. If you need some a place to go, you need some craft beer, check out Isla Street Brewing, okay? Official title sponsor of the Degenerate Derek Podcast. Big shout out to those guys. Love those guys over there. JD's my boy. Shout out to him. I think it's him and his brother that run the place, but they have a lot of events going on. Just check out their website. Check out their Instagram. Their Instagram's probably the best place to go check them out. Isla Street Brewing, though. Official title sponsor, Degenerate Derek Podcast. All right, let's go ahead and do Javier's picks. It's the Wendy's Pick'em contest. Again, if you want to get in on this, just shoot me a message. I will throw your name into the hopper. If you've already shot me a message from previous weeks, you don't have to do it again. Your name stays in that hopper. And if I pick you, just make sure you answer. I had somebody else that I chose. I sent them a message on Monday. They never messaged me back. I waited until Thursday. Had to scramble, get Javier. Luckily, Javier sent me his picks right away, so he's in the contest for this week. So I will give out his five picks for the Wendy's Pick'em contest. This is Javier, pick number five.
Number five.
He's got Bears minus three. Bears are taking on the Lions. Who start? Is Andy Dalton start? If Andy Dalton's playing in that game, then, you know, you have a shot. But if it's Justin Fields, yikes. That guy looked like shit last week. I mean, he looked like he couldn't do a goddamn thing. Honestly, Bears looked lost. They were just punting. They had like 45 punts in that game. So I never thought I'd say this, but hopefully for your sake, Andy Dalton's playing this week. But that's Javier's fifth pick.
Number four.
He's got the Pats plus seven. Ooh, this is fun. This is okay, Javier. This is ballsy. So obviously everybody knows Pats are playing Sunday night. They play the Bucks. Tom Brady returns to New England. I kind of like this Pats pick. Because you think Bill Belichick, I mean, he's going to, you know, but can he get his team up? Do the Patriots have the capabilities to hang with the they're going to have to make it an ugly game. So I would say if you bet the Patriots, I would parlay it with whatever the under is, because it's going to have to be an ugly game for the Patriots to be in that one. But that's his fourth pick.
Number three.
He's got the Steelers plus 6.5. They're taking on Green Bay. Okay. All right. Steelers look like shit, but I do that all the time. I bet teams that look like shit when you're trying to get them to bounce back and you think they do. Packers are coming off a nice feel-good win against the 49ers last week on Sunday Night Football. Coming back, I think it's in Green Bay, so that should be a fun game this weekend. So he's got Steelers plus 6.5.
Number two.
Number two pick, he's got the Saints minus 7. Ooh, Saints are taking on the Giants. Okay. All right. That's not that ugly of a pick. I probably would stay away from that game, but Giants have looked like shit. Big number for the Saints to cover, but they could probably do it.
Number one.
And his number one pick is the Washington football team minus 1 against the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta coming off a big moral victory last week, and a real victory, not just a moral victory, but a real victory last week. It's just a feel good, get the season going. They're now 1-2. They beat the Giants last week. So now they'll try and beat their second NFC East team in a row. But Javier says, Washington minus 1. So those are Javier's five picks for the Wendy's Pick'em contest. Again, I lost last week, so that pot resets. Congrats again to Stacy. She went 4-1. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The two Wendy's Pick'em contests have went 3-2 and 4-1. So Wendy's Pick'em contest contestants are, 7-3 on the year. So that's solid, man. 70%. Damn. Goddamn. Hopefully Javier fucks that up, because I'm only picking 60% on the year. So that's no good. That is no good. All right. Well, good luck though, Javier. I will obviously keep your DMs open. I will reach out to you if you win this week and get you that Wendy's gift card. All right, let's get into it. Let's get into my five picks, the star of the show, which is myself. Again, I went 3-2 last week, 4-1 week two, and 2-3 in week one. So I'm 9-6 on the year. So I'm humming along here. Let's see if we can really get some momentum going into the rest of the season.
Number five.
My fifth pick is going to be the Ravens. I like this Ravens pick. They're playing the undefeated Denver Broncos. In Denver, Baltimore is, some books have them. Right now they are, they went to a minus one. Okay, when I picked them, when I got my bet in, they were plus one. No, they're a pick 'em. Okay, Baltimore's at a pick 'em right now. So I'm taking the Ravens at a pick 'em against the Broncos. Broncos haven't played anybody yet. They're 3-0. So the teams that they have played, they have beat, but they played like the Jets, they played the Giants, and who was it? They had another like shitty win over somebody. Who was it? Hold on. Broncos played the Jets, they played the Giants, and they played, God damn it, I can't think of the last team they played. I hate that. I hate when you can't remember every team in the NFL who they played over every game. Oh, they played Jags. Okay. So they have played, none of these teams have a win. So the three teams they beat are all 0-3. So it tells you nothing. Now they got to play the Ravens. Ravens have a game that they can win in Denver. They have a run game. And I just like the Ravens here. I really do. And it's mainly just because the Broncos haven't played anybody. So this is their first test. Ravens look good. I mean, they didn't look that great last week. But Detroit plays teams tougher than you think. So I like the Ravens in this spot, especially at a pick 'em against the Broncos. That's my fifth pick.
Number four.
I'm going Colts. Colts are plus two. They're still looking for their first win of the year. I like to do this, though. I like to find teams that are desperate for a win. And that, I mean, who's more desperate than the Colts? They're 0-3. They're 1-2 this year against the spread. They're playing the 1-2 Miami Dolphins in Miami. I'm getting plus points. I look for the Colts to get a dub here. I really do. It's just as simple as that. All right, they're 0-3. People had high hopes for the Colts this year, and then now they're 0-3. They got to get it going. And they do this week down in Miami against the Dolphins.
Number three.
This pick's kind of ballsy, and it's going to be a pick that a lot of people are opposite on, which is fine by me because I do really well in those picks, and that is the Seahawks plus three against the 49ers. Seahawks defense is not that good. Their offense, though, stellar. Russell Wilson, he's got weapons. DK Metcalf, he's still got Baldwin. He's a playmaker himself. Seahawks defense has not been playing very well, but they're playing an offense that I don't believe in with Jimmy G as the quarterback. All right, I just don't. That dude is just, he's a shitty piece of shit game manager, okay? And he ain't ever going to win nothing. And this is a big game this week against a division rival. And I like for at least Russell Wilson to keep it close. Maybe the Seahawks lose by three and I end up pushing this game. But it's worth it to put the money on because I think the Seahawks have a real good chance of winning this weekend. So give me the Seahawks plus three on the road against San Francisco.
Number two.
I like the Browns minus two heading into Minnesota to take on the Vikings. I just like the way the Browns game is. They got a great run game. Baker's playing good football. Their defense is in spots playing really well, and they play well against teams that, you know, can't really do anything offensively. And that's what you get with a Kirk Cousins-led Vikings team. So I like the Browns this weekend. They only got to cover two tiny points against the Vikings. That's my number two pick.
Number one.
And my number one overall pick, everything says not to pick this, but I can't help it. Maybe it's a square pick. I'm sure it is. But I got the Titans minus 6.5 taking on the New York Jets. And I know the Titans are missing people. I know they might even be missing A.J. Brown and Julio Jones. But I just don't think it matters who the Titans roll out because of how incredibly awful the Jets are. I believe the Jets have one touchdown on the year. I think that's accurate. I think they have one touchdown. One. All right? The Jets are by far the worst team in the league. And I know that Wilson kid's getting a lot of shit, the quarterback for the Jets, but I don't know if it's necessarily all his fault. I mean, none of his receivers are open, and none of his linemen are blocking. So I think it's really hard to play quarterback when you have those variables against you, and I don't see it getting any better for the Jets this week. I know that the Titans are probably just going to be lackadaisical, I guess, in this game, but I feel like the Jets are one of those teams where you don't have to show up to still beat them by, you know, 20. I really don't. Jets are awful. Jets are really bad. And so give me the Titans minus 6.5. I think all you need is Derrick Henry in this game. I don't think the Jets can score. Not that the Titans defense is scaring anybody, but the Jets are just, this is really just a pick against the Jets. I might blindly bet against them all year until their point spreads get up to where they're like 10, 11, 15 point dogs, something like that. But right now, with under a touchdown is all a team has to cover against the Jets, I will take that bet probably all year long. So give me the Titans minus 6.5, okay? Those are my five picks. Again, quick recap. I had Ravens plus one, Colts plus two, Seahawks plus three. I had the Browns minus two and the Titans minus 6.5. Those are my five picks brought to you by Isla Street Brewing. Be sure to follow them on Instagram. Be sure to go check out their website. Big sponsor of the show. Shout out to JD and company down there. All right, I'm gonna get out of here. Again, I got my ass kicked by going to Monday Night Football. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I'm still a little fucked up from that. Like, I had to stay up all night. I drove back. I did the show Tuesday morning, and then I after the show, instead of going home and going to bed, I went golfing with Daniel. And so, like, I don't know. It's been like 3 days of kind of just like, I'm out of it. I'm delirious. Need to go home and get some sleep. I need to get back to feeling normal, but right now I'm getting too old for that shit. I can't just like be staying up all night partying and shit and then going into work. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what I was thinking. I should have took that next day off. I really should have. But whatever. You live and you learn. It sucks getting older, and then you start to feel it. You can't do the things you used to do when you were younger. It's just like, I'll be fine. Hell no, man. I'm still fucked up from that. But shout out to Dr. J. Had a great time Monday Night Football. Go Cowboys. Cowboys, big game this week. They play the Panthers, all right? We have to kick the Panthers' ass. And I think the Cowboys are going to. I really do. I mean, it's hard not to be geeked about them right now. I'm not going to do no, you know, they're going all the way. I'm not going to do that. I'm just taking it game by game with the Cowboys. But right now, they look fucking awesome. And they look so good in person. They look so good. TV doesn't do it justice for how sexy that team looks. Especially when you got Trayvon Diggs doing pick sixes, shitting all over Jalen Hurts. Oh, I love it. Fuck the Eagles. I'm so glad the Eagles fucking suck just like I thought they did. Eagles are trash. They're fucking a trash can. All right, I'm out of here, though. I'll be back. I will be back Monday, I promise, all right? No excuses. I'll be back Monday with that recap show. Bet responsibly and have a great weekend.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.